WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. 7:36. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
It's time for the topic of the day, brought to you by Joey's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Pizza, pasta, subs. They got some great new menu items. Go see them for a quick hot slice for lunch or take some pizza home. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey, come on, will you?
Actually, pizza is a great segue into our topic of today. What food that you can think of that tastes great, hot or cold? Sometimes food does not transition well into the cold spectrum. Sometimes you warm it up, not good.
Not good at all.
Not good at all.
Like reheating like nachos?
Oh, it's the worst.
Especially in the microwave.
Yeah. Oh.
And even in the oven, it's like you put them in for like 30 seconds too long and they just turn brown.
So there's a fine line. Some food are great, some food aren't.
Let's get pizza out of the way right off the bat.
Obviously. And that's it's got to be the number one answer.
Uh-huh.
You can have pizza piping hot, room temperature, cold. It doesn't matter. Pizza is great no matter what temperature it is.
And real quick, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you put a cup of water in with the pizza in the microwave, does that really work?
I haven't tried it. I
tried it once and it didn't work.
What kind of water did you use?
A little tap water?
Tap water? I don't know.
Are you supposed to use carbonated water or something?
No, I don't think that would work.
Yeah.
Bubbly carbonate. I have not tried that. I've seen that hack. Uh-huh. Have you seen the other hack where what you do is you put a cup down?
Yeah,
and then you stack it.
Two levels.
You got two levels.
Yeah, yeah.
My microwave's not big enough for that, but I like the idea. One of these days, I'll have a big adult microwave. obviously, pizza. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Kathy had a good one. She said fried chicken. Oh, sometimes cold fried chicken is...
When you go to like the classic like graduation party,
yeah.
You always have fried chicken there.
Oh, yeah,
right?
always.
It's been out there for, a good 3-4 hours sometimes. Yeah. You know, you get the first batch. It's nice and hot, crispy. Yeah. Then it sits there as you're talking with the family for a little bit. Dude, you go back for seconds, it's still just as good.
You know...
I'll eat so many drumsticks cold.
Oh, yeah. Just because they're good. I can't tell you how many times I have stood there naked in the refrigerator light... eating chicken with barbecue sauce. You get that fried chicken, you wake up at like 1:30 in the morning, like, oh, I'm hungry. Yeah. You stumble downstairs, you're sitting just there in the glow of the refrigerator light, eating that cold fried chicken. Absolutely.
Here's another weird thing that I discovered. And maybe I'm just out of the loop on this, but I went and got fried chicken the other day. And the nice lady at the counter says, you want some honey? I'm like, oh, man, I don't need honey. I don't have any rolls. She's like, it's not for the rolls. Like, what's it for?
Yeah.
Chicken.
Well, it's like
she's like, put the honey on your chicken. I'm like, that's a thing.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, absolutely. You haven't tried that.
What about like chicken and waffles? You ever had that?
I haven't.
Syrup on that chicken, fried chicken.
Yeah.
It'll get you,
dude. You know what? The honey on the chicken's damn good. Yep. I mean, honey on anything's good though.
Yeah, it's sweet. Mm-hmm. You and your diabetes. Jesus
I know. Not too much
Stop
honey.
It. Mine is maybe I don't know if this is a popular one or not. Pasta. Yeah. You could give me cold spaghetti, I'm going to eat it.
You're psycho.
That's another, for me, that's just as good as cold as it is hot.
You just warm your spaghetti up, for God's sake.
No, you need it cold.
45 seconds.
Here's what I gauge food being good on. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, if I'm going to sit down for dinner, I'll reheat it. But if I can go to the fridge in the middle of the night and shovel some spaghetti into my mouth, I'm going to enjoy it.
See, here's the problem with spaghetti for me, is when it's cold, you can actually kind of mold it like Play-Doh.
Yeah.
You know, it's too thick. I need some heat in it.
You never had like a cold spaghetti sandwich in between two pieces of bread? Little cheese on top of there? Hang up. Little hot sauce? Hang up.
Spaghetti between two pieces of like Texas toast?
You just take some white bread. Put some butter on that bad boy. Spaghetti?
You need a couple extra bucks, bro. You need some help?
Just because I know how to make great food.
Here, dude. Here, hold your tin can.
Yeah.
I got some change.
I'm telling you, I'll rattle that. Then I'm gonna go buy some spaghetti. I'm gonna have it cold. All right, 925 WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What food tastes great cold?
You put your spaghetti
or hot?
In a Ziploc bag, don't you?
Yeah. How else am I gonna carry it around? We'll be back with more. Stick around.
Rock.
You stink, bro.
God, Hunter carpet bombed the studio. Oh. died. He's telling me a story. All of a sudden, it just hit me. I'm like,
like a train.
Like a train. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's a food that tastes great, either hot or cold? Let's take a couple phone calls here. WIRX, hello.
Morning,
sir. Morning. What's up, man?
Hey, any time of the day, peach cobbler is good either way.
What is?
Peach cobbler?
Oh, there you go. All right. Yep. Hot or cold, I like that.
Fresh on the windowsill or in the fridge. I like it. Nice one.
It doesn't matter. Thanks, man.
All right, buddy.
Somebody's grandma's still alive.
Grandma made me some peach cobbler. You know what I will say? I'm
trying to think what peach cobbler is.
It's just a pie.
Pie?
Yeah, it's a peach
pie.
Yeah.
Did you throw ice cream on it, too?
I think you can. Well, first of all, if you're eating pie without ice cream, you're a psycho.
Are you a big pie fan?
I love pie.
Do you?
I do.
Don't turn it
sexual.
I'm not
going to say anything.
For God's sake.
What?
You really like pie?
Love pie.
You had a piece of cake and a piece of pie next to each other. Which one you go for?
I'll probably do. Well, it depends on what the cake is.
Your classic confetti cake, and then you have a piece of apple pie.
Now, see, I'm not a big apple pie fan, but like cherry pie,
I don't know.
Peach pie. I love lemon meringue pie, hair pie.
I knew it.
All the pies. No, I do like pies. I do like pies.
You stay away from my pies.
What?
I don't want you around any of my pies.
Let's take another phone call. WIRX, hello.
Smoked fish.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Either fresh out of the smokehouse or right out of the fridge.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, man.
100% on that one.
Smoked salmon on that. Mm-mm. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
I just smoked some trout this weekend. I had some for breakfast today.
Oh, nice. You're eating like a king, man.
Breast steaks, bro.
All right, buddy.
Have a great day, guys.
See you later.
Smoked fish is good.
Yeah. Hot or good. Yeah. Yeah. It's right out of the smoker or you let it sit for a... Good
stuff. Can they lop the head off, though? Why do I have to stare at the fish in the eyes while I eat it?
So you know. Seriously, if we're going to be in a post-apocalyptic world, and you're not going to eat until we cut the head off the fish.
I mean, if I'm hungry enough, I could do it.
Haven't you ever eaten a fish eye?
No.
Like, you get, like, a full-cooked, like a salt-baked, like, red snapper, and the head's still on there, you eat the eye.
Yeah.
It's a delicacy.
Oh.
Yeah. It's good for you.
You can have mine.
Yeah, I will.
Both of them.
Can you see you're going to be starving? See, you've never had to starve before. You got to think about it, man. There's hungry kids in Africa that would love that fish eye that you're like, ugh.
They can have it.
You
rarely have it.
Fish head soup?
Yeah. Oh.
Good stuff. I am going
to... Seriously, you need a few extra dollars.
I'm broke, bitch. We'll take a quick break after I read this one because I want people to think about this one because I disagree. Nicholas said Pop-Tarts.
Oh. Let it dwell. We'll go to a break. We'll come back and
Pop-Tarts. All right. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Hey, good morning. 757, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid? What's up?
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's a food that is good, hot or cold? Some of them don't transfer over well. One that's not good cold, tacos.
No.
Fantastic hot, garbage cold. You lose it.
You can't reheat it either, especially if it has lettuce.
No.
Anything with lettuce in it.
Elijah said tequila. Not exactly what I was getting at, but hey, good point.
Nice.
I like my tequila room temperature.
Yeah?
I don't like it cold.
Why?
I don't know. I like it room temperature. Because when you're down in Mexico, you're not getting it on ice.
Yeah.
A lot of people said chocolate. Like Amber said chocolate.
You ever have frozen chocolate?
I don't mind putting like a candy bar in the fridge. Some of it it's really good, but when like it breaks really hard, I don't like it.
Here's what you do, because I know everybody has them right now because they've been going around.
Yeah.
Girl Scout cookies, thin mints,
of course.
Thin mints, right in the freezer.
Yeah,
put them right in the freezer.
That's absolutely true for sure. Pizza was the number one answer. Sandwiches.
Well, we got to talk about the Pop-Tart. That's what we left our listeners with over the break.
Pop-Tart. Who said Pop-Tart? What idiot said Pop-Tart? Oh, Nicholas did. Nicholas, I love you, but that's a stupid answer. because Pop-Tarts aren't nearly, not saying they're not bad cold, but if I were to say, like, okay, you can either have Pop-Tarts warm the rest of your life or cold the rest of your life.
Huh.
Always warm.
Easy decision.
Always. It's so much better warm.
Actually, you know what? You can throw away your blueberry. You can throw away your strawberry as long as I get the brown sugar and cinnamon.
Oh, my God.
It's the best kind.
That's the perfect breakfast right there.
And Pop-Tart, if you're listening, Fill those MFers up a little bit, would you?
They've gone cheap.
Fill them up.
Pop-Tarts in the 90s, so much better.
You know, and a lot of crust. There's a lot of
crust. So much crust.
It's crumbly crust, too. Yeah. You bite into a Pop-Tart and it explodes.
Always. Seriously, folks, think about the last time you had a warm Pop-Tart. If it's been a while, go get a warm Pop-Tart.
The only reason you should be eating a cold Pop-Tart is if it's in your lunch bag and you're in high school or middle school.
And your life sucks.
And you don't have a toaster in the lunchroom. That, you know?
Rock 107 W.